It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio. Time once again for another Wellness Wednesday program here on Q92. Heard every Wednesday morning at this time. We talk to different medical professionals from around the Q92 listening area, the various facilities, and see what's happening in the world of medicine and healthcare. And we have with us today Liz Poskey. And Liz is a student that's working with Dr. Nolte at the Madison Healthcare Services. Did I get that right, Liz?
Yes, that's right. Hey, thanks for having me here.
Great to have you on. And got kind of a timely topic here today, something that you're interested in and something I've known about for a while. It's donating blood, and I didn't know this is National Blood Donor Month, huh?
Yeah, yes. In fact, January is National Blood Donor Month, and we're actually in a dangerously low blood supply, so it came as a timely manner.
That's what I hear. I know they had a blood drive here recently, and they were really putting the big push on because they said the supplies are historically low levels right now, and people need it. So it's a good thing to do. Tell us a little bit about donating blood. Why should we do it?
Yeah. So donating blood, usually done through programs like the American Red Cross. I believe that's what's the program around here is most familiar.
Right.
So donating blood for a variety of reasons. It's given for surgeries. It's given for people who come in, say, to the emergency room with traumas, using for cancer treatments, all sorts of things. So crucial need, especially now with COVID-19 pandemic and the previous year we've had a lack of blood drives and availability to do so. So right now, more than ever, we need blood donations.
Right. And a lot of people are hesitant to give blood because they don't like needles and that kind of thing. But you know, I think the benefits far outweigh any of the slight pain you may go through when that needle sticks you initially, because that goes away real quick. And when you think about the good you're doing, it's something everybody should really consider. And what are some of the things that, you know, you should think about other people that can't give blood? Tell us a little bit about what some of the parameters or requirements are there.
Yes, for those who can give blood?
Who can or can't. Would there be a reason that I couldn't give blood?
Yeah, so some reasons that you may not be able to give blood is if, say, you're feeling sick, unwell, whether that's with, you know, a cold or the flu or, you know, with COVID-19. Other reasons may be that you've recently traveled to areas that may have malaria present, so usually out of country, so out of the United States within the past 3 years. Other instances where you may not be able to donate blood is patients with certain types of cancer, such as leukemia. Patients who can give blood, you know, healthy, usually over the age of 16 years old. I believe they must weigh over 110 pounds. They need to have good iron levels, so you can't be anemic. So you can't have low iron or low ferritin when giving blood. So those are the types of patients we're looking for. And patients that are okay with needles. So, you know, there is
right.
A prick. It causes slight pain, but once the needle goes in, it's pretty painless, and you sit there for 15 to 20 minutes, and then you usually get a lot of free snacks
afterwards.
You
get free food. That's why I go.
Yeah.
Tell us
Absolutely.
A little bit of what are some of the things you do. You walk into the blood mobile, what happens? What are they going to have you do?
Yeah, so you walk into the blood mobile. Usually, maybe before, you might do like a pre-screening. You might take your temperature now, since we're in a different state, you know, in the
right.
pandemic, and do some assessments. And so they'll sit you down, and you'll probably put
Blood pressure cuff.
Blood pressure cuff. You'll check your blood pressure.
Right.
Do some more assessments, and then you'll find it in good vein, and then looking for that vein, and then they'll, as soon as they find a good one, they'll prick you with a needle, and then usually they want the blood to be able to go into the bag within a certain amount of time. I think it's about 15 minutes.
Yeah, not even that in my case. I think it's probably between five and 10 minutes or something. Like
yeah.
That kind of depends on the individual. But,
yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And how often can you give blood?
I believe it is every 56 days you
okay.
can donate blood. And so, making sure that you're staying within those 56 day limits, and usually you'll register with whichever program you're doing it through, whether that's through, American Red Cross, they'll kind of have your donor status. And so you want to stay hydrated well, you know, the days coming up to it, and then making sure you eat a good meal the morning of, or, you know, the afternoon of.
Vouch for that. You know, yes. I was telling you, I've given 10 gallons, just about 10 gallons of blood. My next trip in will be the 10-gallon mark.
Wow.
But I went in one time without eating. We're not thinking, you know, normally I go in the afternoon, so it's after lunch. But this is late morning, and I didn't eat breakfast, which I often don't do, and didn't eat lunch. And that wasn't, I shouldn't have done that, because that's a feeling kind of, got a little lightheaded and weak. And that's the only time I've ever had any trouble in the Bloodmobile. It's, otherwise, it's a piece of cake.
Yep, otherwise smooth sailing. But yeah, definitely make sure to eat. And yeah, congratulations on your 10-gallon mark.
You.
That's incredible.
Well, there's another way you can give twice on one day. That's the double reds that they're pushing. I tried that a couple of times myself. And they always put the big push on that, because then, of course, you get basically 2 units out of the donor, equivalent of 2 units on the one trip. But the length of time that it took, and this, the queasiness of the whole thing, it wasn't for me, but a lot of people will do that. So that's another option. Then you only have to go every other time.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. That's right. Another option. But yeah, just making sure that you're prepared for what a double red donation. It's a little bit more, you know, being a little more prepared.
Yep.
Making sure you eat lots.
I don't have enough patience, I guess. So.
Yep.
I went back to the single unit. So.
Yep.
And I told him, besides, if I only went any other time, I'd miss out on all that food every time, too.
Exactly.
You know? So that's
why,
you know, one of the reasons I'm there.
Yep. Free food. Sometimes there's free t-shirts. It just depends on the time of year and when you sign up. So always appreciated. Whole blood donation, plasma donations, double red, anything of the above. You know?
Yep.
All
yep.
hospitals need it.
And again, low levels of blood in the blood supply right now. So definitely the time, if you were thinking about giving blood, you don't want to be a first-time donor, this would be the time to do it.
Yes, absolutely.
And sometimes they have some t-shirts and stuff they give away too, you know,
even
movie passes for the Grand Theater once in a while and stuff like that. So.
Yep, exactly. Yep. I think I saw on the American Red Cross, there's an entry, you know, a ticket entry, and I think it was for the Super Bowl.
Is that right?
Yeah, looking on the website, was a national entry that you could do if you donated blood.
So I did get to go. The one time they came out here and they needed Blood Donor of the Month, it was called.
Wow.
And they had it out in this area, and they had to find somebody that promoted giving blood and everything. And they said, how'd you like to be the Blood Donor of the Month? I said, sure, why not? What do I have to do? And said, you get to go to a Twins game.
Wow.
Free. And, you know, set up behind home plate, not too far back, you know, which was a good spot. And then about the seventh inning stretch, a guy with a camera comes over and puts it in your face, and you're on the big screen and says, Blood Donor of the Month. So that was pretty exciting.
That's awesome. That's incredible. Yeah, that's fun.
Then I ran into some people from Madison that didn't know I was there. They're ex-Madison people that said, geez, we can't get away from you no matter where we go. You know, there you are on the big screen.
Yep.
So that was fun.
That's an honor.
Right. But anyway, we encourage people to get out and give blood. And next opportunity, I think you mentioned there'll be February coming up here in Madison anyway.
Yep. There is a blood drive at the Calvary Baptist Church in Madison on February 24th. That's a Thursday. So.
Yep. And they can get a hold of Genevieve. She's the person in town here. Everybody knows Genevieve Jerky. I can't remember a number off the top of my head, but we'll be plugging that on the radio when the time comes to get signed up if you haven't made your appointment. And if you have been there before, you probably have an appointment already.
Yes.
Genevieve makes sure of that. So we put hats off to her for staying on top of things. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Liz, we sure had a pleasure having you on the radio here today. And tell us a little bit about yourself. Now, you've been working kind of off and on in this capacity as a student at Madison.
Yeah, so I'm a medical student. I'm a second year at the University of Minnesota Duluth campus. And so I'm in a longitudinal program in my first 2 years for rural medicine, and I'm working with Dr. Nolte at Madison Healthcare Services. And so I've been here for the past 2 years, 1 week at a time. So okay. I come for little week stretches, and this is my fourth and final week here in Madison and at MHS. And I've just had an incredible time with Dr. Nolte and Dr. Hacker and all the other providers. It's just been a wonderful experience.
Well, glad we managed to get you on the radio before you left town.
Yeah.
What's your goal? What would you like to do ultimately with your education?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to be a family medicine doctor and work in rural healthcare. I'm from a very small town in northern Minnesota called Cotton. And so growing up there and then just getting to be at the Duluth campus, which has an emphasis in rural healthcare, right. It's just really ignited my passion for rural health. So I'm really hoping I can take that forth and continue on in family medicine.
Great. Well, I think you'll do well, and we wish you well in your career.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks for having me here.
Great to have you on. Liz Posky with Madison Healthcare Services on Wellness Wednesday today, talking about National Blood Donor Month and get out and give blood. Thanks, Liz.
Thanks so much.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.